And the governor will be working with two new Republican leaders in the state legislature, House Speaker J.D. Mesnard and my next guest, Senate President Steve Yarbrough. Yarbrough is not new to the Capitol and served as majority leader in the Senate last year. And President Yarbrough, in your mind, or at least in your caucus's mind, what are the top one or two issues you'll be taking up this year?
Well, there's little doubt, Mark, that the budget is always a prevailing issue of significance, and so we'll be tackling that, and that will have all sorts of impact. So that's clearly number one, and related to the budget issue are the other things that involve at least resources. What are we going to do about public safety, retirement system questions? What are we going to do about infrastructure? Although I always like to tell folks that, you know, we've got 90 free agents down here at the legislature, and they're all free to toss into the hopper whatever ideas they may have for legislation, and then we deal with it at that point.
You mentioned infrastructure. That's obviously been a pretty big topic of discussion at the federal level. Do you see potential new money for roads, bridges, things like that?
Well, I don't know any more than anyone else about what may transpire at the federal level, but we are certainly hearing talk of some dramatic investment by the federal government in infrastructure. We have plenty of places that we could use those resources, so if they come our way, we'll be more than happy to widen roads and build bridges and do those sorts of things with whatever is available.
There has also been some discussion among state lawmakers and others in the transportation area of needing to find more money, basically, to take care of state transportation needs. There's a committee that was meeting sort of in the interim between last session and this session to come up with some ways. Are there particular things that could be either on or off the table for you personally as far as raising some more transportation money?
Well, I'm always one who's going to be reluctant to increase taxes on our citizens, but I've been following that interim committee, watching their work, and I think they're going to make some recommendations in the area of the gasoline tax or some other perhaps creative solutions. I'll certainly be open to those, but you know, fundamentally, I'm generally resistant to tax increases because of the impact it has on hardworking Arizonans. But be that as it may, I understand that a lot of things have transpired. Vehicles are more fuel efficient. Folks drive hybrids. I do so myself. I understand that, and that's had an impact on gasoline tax revenue. So, you know, I'm anxious to see specific proposals, and then I guess we'll wrestle with it and see where we go.
Could you potentially be open to an increase in the gas tax?
Well, I'm not sure what open means. I'm not, like I say, I'm not generally enthusiastic about any tax increase, but I'm not going to say absolutely. I mean, I'm going to, you know, refuse to pay attention. I mean, if a bill comes forward and they can make a compelling case, then we'll just have to see what the members might want to do in those circumstances.
A lot of folks in the education community, and even some who are not, are also anxious to see what lawmakers might do as far as education funding. Proposition 123 discussed by many as a good first step, but they want to see what the next steps are. In your mind, what are some of the options that you think the state could do as far as increasing funding for public education?
Prop 123 is a giant first step. I guess we can call it that if we like. But there is a lot of sentiment among members to see us do more for K-12 public education. I think the governor has indicated that as well. But all of that has gotten, frankly, a good deal more complicated as a result of Prop 206 having been enacted by the voters, because that is going to drain considerable funds to comply with 206. All those government contractors who are necessary, we're going to have to fund those folks. District schools are going to have, cafeteria workers and teachers' aides, and those people are all going to make more money. That money was not appropriated in the current budget. Prop 206 did nothing at all to provide a source for paying for those consequences. So unfortunately, some of us who are enthusiastic about more money for K-12 public education or are enthusiastic about more money being spent on resident student tuition at the public universities. Right now, I'm doubtful that those funds are going to be available.
Do you think the state would be at least able to pay for some of those salary increases and maybe instead of new programs or teacher raises, whatever else districts wanted to do?
Well, you know, Prop 123 left those decisions as to the application of those new funds to the local level. But again, the state general fund is no bottomless lake, and we don't print the money. So if we have to cover the consequences of 206, that's just going to have a negative impact on any of the other options that we might really love to see.
That's incoming Senate President Steve Yarbrough of Chandler. Senator Yarbrough, thanks a lot.
Thank you.